Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Two Girls, One Doc.
One Doc.
It's your girl, BD.
It's Foreign's the fiance.
And we are back with a bonus episode. It's the credits today.
Yeah, it's an emergency credit.
It's an emergency credit. I know you weren't expecting this today, but here we are.
Yeah.
And here we stay. So yeah, we're just going to get into it. But before we do, I'm going to let you guys know that I am sipping on some pink Moscato today, back to basics. Okay. And it just feels so good to have pink Moscato after not having it in so long, you know. So that's where we are today. Are you drinking anything? No, of course you're not.
Yeah.
All right, boys and girls, let's begin.
Let's get into it. Cool. So we wanted to talk about the Gabby Petito case. And I have a lot of feelings about this case. So what better
Which place? Is unfolding before our very eyes, should we say.
Yeah.
Because as you guys probably know, like, we don't, all we know is what we don't know kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then and we also kind of know.
It's really crazy because when you're, like, into true crime and stuff like that, it's really crazy to watch what would be potentially a podcast episode unfold before your eyes,
because or a documentary or like a retelling of the account.
I can see exactly how this would play out in any true crime platform. So it's been very interesting. So obviously I'll just give you guys some background on the case. So those of you who haven't heard of it, so Gabrielle Petito is a girl from, or was a girl from, New York. And her fiance Brian went on this road trip, and they were basically high school sweethearts. And like, there's disputes about whether they were engaged or not, because they were engaged, but her mum said they called it off before they went on this road trip.
Yeah, she's 22 and he's 23, so they're like young.
They are young, even though he looks old.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So they go off in July, and context, she lives with his family. So I guess they're a couple that live in his family home. So they go off in July. 12th of August, police respond to a domestic violence dispute between the couple.
They're supposed to go on some like van trip, like around the country, they're meant to be away for like 4 months or something.
Yeah. So she's crying and complaining about her mental health, and it seems like she hit him. So I actually listened to the Crime Junkie episode on this today, because similar to us, like, as she like released an episode just based on what she knew, and basically most of the episode is just the body cam footage, well, the sound bite of the body cam footage. And so for a quick descriptor, they get pulled over because somebody calls in a dispute outside a co-op. I didn't even know they had co-ops in America. But somebody calls,
is it a co-op, is it the same kind of co-op as us, or is it just something that they call something else?
I don't know, but I just
don't
assumed.
Know if it's like a cooperative, like the supermarket. Okay, maybe it is. Be. I don't know, but it
because you know
be
how Asda is Walmart, like not even that it's equivalent, but it's the same parent company.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering, like, maybe they also have.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So somebody calls in the dispute, and then, you know, by the time the police get there, they've gone, and then they're driving, and as they're driving away, so as they're driving wherever they're going on their in their van, they hit the curb. And police officers stop them because obviously they'd been looking for them anyways. So they kind of get into a conversation, and Gabby is talking about her mental health. She basically implies, or not, she says she has really bad anxiety and OCD, and that they've been getting into a lot of arguments over just like her mental health. And he's really impatient with her. He basically says that like she hit him. And then the police officers go back and forth talking to them. Gabby's on the phone talking to her family. And then there's this really key moment where the two of them step away. So basically, from what we gather with this body cam like sound, it seems like one of the police officers is in training, and he is being trained by like a senior police officer who's kind of guiding him along the process. So he basically says, like, listen, just because she's a woman and she's smaller, we can't overlook this. Something has to be done, you know, and especially as all accounts say she's the aggressor. So he was like, it seemed like the one in training was hesitant to press charges. So basically the senior one was like, listen, we will put them in separate places for the night. If they decide to reconnect, it's not on you. Like, you just have to feel comfortable enough that you know, you're cool with not pressing charges and just separating them and giving them a citation, whatever. So that kind of obviously is quite ominous, because you sit back and you think, and obviously everything is better in hindsight, but you sit back and you think, like, if that police officer had just, I don't know, maybe taken her into like jail for the night or something, and her parents had come and picked her up, things might be completely different right now.
But then you wouldn't know what they would have been if that's what he had done.
Oh yeah, of course.
You would have known the importance of
So he separates them. Gabby keeps the van, and this van is kind of like, it looks like a white van that like you wouldn't enter if you were a kid, or you shouldn't enter if you were a kid. But
yeah, but I mean, it's like a camper van. Like,
yeah, but it doesn't look like, to me, it didn't look like a camper van.
It's not like a caravan. It's just like a van. Like, some people do, like, I don't know if this is what they did, but some people do. There's actually a guy I know who did this, and they convert their van into like a living space.
Yeah, like, so that's what
it looked like, that kind of thing. They probably just bought like a really big moving van or whatever.
Yeah, but so it's just from looking at it, if I just saw it on the road, I wouldn't think, oh, people live in it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, because obviously, when you think of people traveling in a van, you think of like a caravan. So, yeah, so it just looks like a white van. So she gets the van, and then he gets put in a hotel. And, like, basically, when he gets put in this hotel, he says to the police officers that he doesn't have money to stay in a hotel for a night. So I guess the police put him up there or whatever. And then, obviously, from what we know, they reconnect. And I guess it's difficult to say the rest is history, but something happened. So her social media is being updated, and the last update is the 30th of August. And then her parents hear from her last, like, text message, 25th or something like that. And then there's been kind of, like, some communication, but never actually speaking on the phone or hearing from her. So, basically, Brian returns from the trip.
Sorry, before that, the last text that they get, that the parents get from her phone, I think they're in, like, some place in Wyoming, right?
Yeah.
And they say, the text is like, oh, no signal in this place in Wyoming. And that's the last text. So the mum's kind of like, oh, this is a bit weird, like, strange. Like, they're like, yeah, that's the last text they got from her, but they're not sure if she is the one that sent that message.
Yeah. And that's basically what I was going to get into, because obviously Brian returns from the trip without Gabby.
A month in.
And then basically they had been looking for her. So her parents had been like, had already notified police and everything. And they'd been trying to, so basically, when they weren't getting any communication from Gabby, they were calling Brian's parents, and they're like, we haven't heard from these kids. And basically his parents were completely unresponsive. So can you imagine, you get a text from like your daughter's, like, a text from your son's girlfriend's parents saying, oh, like, yeah, I haven't heard from these kids. Are we sure they're all right? They air it. They air the phone calls. And basically the last message they send is like, literally, if we don't hear from you guys, we're going to the police because we haven't heard from our daughter or your son. So they call the police, and this sets this whole thing off of looking for Gabby. Meanwhile, they go to the parents. So the police go to the parents' house, so Brian's parents' house, and Brian has been back for a week.
So yeah, because in the thing that I read, it was like that Gabby's parents filed a missing persons report like 10 days after Brian had been back. Which is like, in that time, they were trying to contact them, like, bro, like, where is my child?
And nada.
And I think that must have been when they were like, you know what, fuck it, let's call the police.
Yeah. So basically, it's fucking weird because you've been back since, even to come back and be like, yo, like, the courteous thing to do as a normal human being would be to call, like, your babe's family, be like, yo, I've come back. She didn't come back for XYZ reason. Like, I tried to bring her back. She wasn't on it. Bloody well, you come back.
And the thing is, like, why would you even come back? Like, you would be there and be like, listen, I'm trying to get her to come. Like, because it's not like they're in New York and I don't know what's close to New York, New Jersey, yeah? It's not like this, like, down the road and it's like, look, she didn't want to come back. She can get a bus, it's fine.
Yeah.
You were what I assume is ages away.
Yeah.
You literally were on a trip, you were ages away and you came back in the van. Like,
so where even is she sleeping?
Was alive and well, how was she going to get back?
Where is she sleeping?
What literally. Level of argument did you have that you thought, fuck it, I'm leaving you? And you did not once get to a point where you were like, I'm going to turn around and see if she's fine. Yeah. Like, my anger's cooled off.
But this all lets me know that, like, because basically for me, I mean, we'll get into theories a bit later, but I think he killed her. I think it's quite obvious.
He definitely did.
So for me, I just feel like it was very much spur of the moment. I don't feel like it was something that was premeditated. And
that's what I was going to say. Do you feel like it was an accident? Or do you think, because I don't think it was premeditated, right? But that's a completely different thing. He killed her, right? It's like, do you feel like it was an accident, or do you feel like he, like, pow, 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 pow on purpose?
I mean, I don't know how she died. Have they said?
No, they haven't.
I feel like it's the kind of thing where they could have been having an argument and he was choking her out or something, and then he knew he was going to kill her and he kept going. I don't think it was an accident, like, oh, like, she slipped.
Like, she fell.
Yeah, right. I think...
Yeah, so he definitely killed. I mean, I believe that he definitely
killed. I think it was in the heat of the moment, but I think there was a point where he realised he was killing her and he just wanted to.
Didn't stop.
Yeah. So, obviously, there's been some tension between the two of them. I think Gabby's family didn't like him anyways, because from what the father said, he's not actually allowed to legally comment on his relationship with Brian. So, it's obvious there's been some contention there. And now Brian is missing. So they found a body as of, I think it was yesterday they found her body.
Yeah, I think it was the 19th or something. Was that the day before? They did the autopsy on the 20th. And that's when I think it came. Oh,
did they release the cause of death?
No, I'm mixing two cases. You know, they haven't released the cause of death. But everything I read was like, do they even know that it's really her? I think they're assuming that it's her, but have they even confirmed that it's actually her?
They haven't, but it's her.
I think it's a bit like irresponsible to be putting it out there like, yeah, you know, like we suspect the body is hers. Like, would you not just do the autopsy and then say, yeah, it's her? Because what if it's not?
I think at this point they know. But because what I saw is the first thing I saw, and it was on a reputable news site, was that they'd found her body. But I don't know. I mean, as of now, right this second, I don't know if they've confirmed.
Anything has changed, yeah. But yeah, he is missing.
And where he went missing, it was like a reserve, like a foresty kind of... Because he basically told his parents he was going for a hike. Huh?
I know what you think, but I think they're actually hiding him. Because the thing is that, like, it's actually a very ridiculous thing, because how long do you reckon that this will go on for? Do you know what I mean? Like... What do you think is going to happen? Do you think they're just going to stop looking for you and say, oh, well, that's it. And then you're going to assume an alias and then you're going to just
live. You think they're hiding him? I actually think he went in the forest to kill himself.
But I don't think they would have let him out of their sights to do that. Like, I think he's in like a safe house or something somewhere.
I mean, I guess...
The parents are definitely defending him and helping him, and I think that they're all trash.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can buy into that theory simply because... They must have known when he came back that he killed her, because they ignored there was no reasonable reason for them to ignore her parents.
At the very least, they knew that he was culpable for the fact that she's no longer with, she's no longer like, she didn't come back. Mm. Whether they believe or want to believe that he killed her or whatever, but you go on a trip with someone and you come back without them. That's very dodgy. That's strange behavior. So I think that they definitely are aware, and like they're just trying to buy time.
Yeah.
And it's like, at that point, why would you not arrest him? Like, this whole person of interest, and like, what, you didn't arrest him?
Because they didn't have any evidence. Now they actually have the evidence to arrest him, he's missing.
Exactly. As it should be. And you're getting your lawyer involved. Clearly, you know that something is... And I understand that, like, everybody should have their lawyers involved and present when they have interactions with the police. I know that asking for a lawyer doesn't make you guilty. But, like, this guy is guilty, so yes, it makes him guilty.
It's just so sad,
the privilege, man, come on, like.
But do you know what? So a lot of things stood out for me in this case, and I don't want to be that person, which is why I really wanted to talk about it on the pod, because I didn't think I could tweet this. Like, for me, what really stood out was that, like, body cam sound, whatever. Like, if that had been a black couple or a black woman, she wouldn't be alive today. And that would have been based off of that police interaction. I'm 100% sure of it, because Sarah Bland did less and walked away from it. And even the fact that, like, they even thought to, like, stop and be like, okay, let's separate them and all of this and all of that. It would
I mean, the privilege is evident. Like, and I mean, like,
and the response as well.
But we know this. Like, when white women go missing, like, it's like
blonde hair, blue eyes, like Aryan race.
Yeah, and that's not to say that that's not the reaction that they should get. That's just to say that everybody else should have a similar reaction. Yeah. That's all that is. Do you know what I mean? It's not like saying, oh, well, they shouldn't have. They should most definitely have gone to look for her. They should have everything that they did, besides not separating them during that interaction. They should have done. But then I think the point that we're trying to make is that they should keep that same energy for everyone else.
Yeah, and I think it's never shocking to me, like, when I hear these cases of the difference, because I've listened to so many cases of just, like, black women or black girls, and, you know, we'll even get into it with this week's episode as well, of, like, them just being ignored not being heard until it's like way too late and there's nothing else that can be done. It'll never stop shocking me, the difference. Like the whole nation, the whole world has stopped for this case. Like even like on TikTok is all everyone's talking about. And there was even this TikTok I was looking at, and she was comparing like her roots and her hair and all of this, and showing that the latest picture was not posted by her. So it's just like, bro, where's this energy? Like, when is one of us?
Yeah, I think it's also important to like mention that, of course, all of this is assumed. We have no evidence about the fact that he did it, but we know that he did it. Come on. I think that also points to the whole topic of like violence against women, perpetrated by men. And I just think that's like a major thing to discuss. I was on Twitter, and then, you know, I'm sure you saw it, there was that tweet, and that guy was like, oh, I like pussy, I don't like women.
Oh my God.
You see that tweet, right? And so some guy quote tweeted it and was like, yeah, like, but when women say this, like, it's fine. Everyone's getting onto him about this, like, it's a bad thing. But when women say they hate men and they just want dick, then that's absolutely okay. And this one woman, like, do you know when someone on Twitter just like articulates your thoughts so well? You're just like, wow, I couldn't have said this better myself. And the lines of what she was saying was basically like, women saying that they hate men, right? It's like a general fear of men and the misogyny and the fact that like men can actually just kill you. Like, obviously that's very, she said it a lot better than that, but it's very much like men don't fear women in the way that women, like in general, fear men. So that whole I hate men is like, I hate the fact that I cannot just go for a walk in the middle of the night because a man might attack me. I can't just wear a short skirt or a long skirt even because a man might want to rape me, or a man might touch me inappropriately, or a man might say that I, do you know what I mean? I asked for it or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, there's, she basically was saying how like when it comes to marginalized groups, like it's not the same. It's like saying, oh, me saying something about white people or white women is going to have a detrimental effect in the same way that a white person it would about a black person. Do you get what I mean? Like in terms of like the power and the status and like the way that the system is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm articulating this very well, but it was just kind of like, I get like the violence perpetrated against women by men is so wild. It's just kind of like, she was with her boyfriend. This wasn't a random person.
Yeah, it was literally somebody that she was meant to trust. And I remember someone doing a tweet. I can't remember what it was, but it was just talking about women saying they hate men. Something. They said something equals something. Men hating women can kill. Something like that. I can't remember what the women saying they hate men equaled. But basically, it's just saying that, like, I feel like, not even a coping mechanism, but when we say we hate men and stuff like that, it's like a projection of our reality in terms of our interaction with men. But when a man like actively comes out and says, I don't like women, it's actually a dangerous situation.
Like what happened? Your feelings were hurt. Was your life at risk?
Literally.
You feel threatened.
Literally.
And I'm not saying that women can't be violent towards men. Of course that happens and that's wrong as well. Like as we even said, like with Gabby being the aggressor, right, cool, that's not right, whatever. But it's kind of like, it's not the same. Like, how can you compare? How can you compare one to the other?
No. Yeah. It's a very scary world out there. And it's even more scary that like, it can be someone who you trust implicitly, you know, that perpetrates this level of violence. I just think, you know, we need to be vigilant. And when I say vigilant, I mean about those around us. Like, you know, if you can pick up on the signs in your friends, your family.
I mean, as much as possible, right?
Literally just...
I think a big thing is also accountability, like being able to like call out nonsense behavior at the time that you see it. And as we know that men respect men, like for the most part, like they don't really
There's this whole tweet that someone did about like the homoerotic
so like a really
and
famous
I
quote
really, I really,
it makes a lot
really,
of sense
literally really really believe in that, like men are in love with other men, they live to please
and
other
the approval
men.
Of other men
They don't like women. They don't love women. Yeah. They just
they're straight. They're like they're heterosexual cores, and you want to have sex with women. Fine, that's completely different to loving, respecting, appreciating, valuing women.
Woman.
That's completely different. That's completely different. Yeah. And they have all those feelings and emotions and like all that stuff towards men.
Men.
They just don't want to have sex with men.
Yeah. It's a scary world we live in.
It really is, man. It's proper sad, but I really hope that justice is served. Like I'm not really hopeful that that will be the case, because his family's like rich, right?
Are they?
And they have connections. Yeah, I think so.
Because he didn't have $200 for a hotel.
Yeah, he didn't.
I guess. I mean, I hope justice is served. I think it will be in this case. I know you said you don't believe so. I mean, if he's not dead and if they find him, I think it will be. This is, like, everyone's watching this case. It's a white woman. Yeah, he's going to prison, like... You know.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot that. Yeah,
like, but, literally, yeah. Remember that girl, the family annihilator guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's locked up. They wouldn't let him out. Like, yeah. Obviously, again, like we said, if it was a different hue, the reaction would be different. But
yeah, I think still, it's good. It's good that justice was served.
Yeah, I think if they catch him, he's gonna go away for a long time.
If they catch him,
I don't know how far he could have gone though. He'll be in that America, because I've listened to a lot of cases of, like, family annihilators. And I can only equate it to that because it's the closest thing I can think of. But a lot of them escape simply because they have the element of time. Like, they have time to get out of the country before, like, the shit hits the fan. Mm-hmm. But with this guy, he can't leave the country. So if he's in that America, they're going to find him, I think, anyways, if he's alive. I think they'll find him.
Mm.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, but fingers crossed, we'll keep monitoring and we'll probably do another episode when it all comes out.
Okay, so we're going to do that again because it froze. So yeah. You said, I think they'll find him. So we'll start from there. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they'll find him. I hope they do. I really do. I mean, I guess they probably will find him eventually. Like, he's not going to, whatever. Mm. But I guess it's just about how long it will take for them to get to that place.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if he's alive, they'll find him.
And they should arrest the family as well for aiding and abetting.
Yeah.
But then it's not even really a fugitive, is he? Because they didn't charge him. He was just a person of interest, which is annoying. But then I guess they couldn't have charged him because of what evidence. But then still, like, can you not hold a person of interest? I don't know. And then, like, 72 hours or something that you have to get evidence.
But I asked my sister this question because she was like, oh, like, the family blood. And I was like, yeah, I hear you. But if your son ran in and was like, yeah, like, I killed my whatever, are you really immediately calling the police? I'm not, as shit as it sounds, I mean, I've never been in that situation and pray I would never be. I don't know that I would have done anything different. You're going to, because you know and you love that kid and they're going to rationalize it. Oh, like, she was pushing me and body burn, it just happened. I just snapped.
Yeah, but what you would do is you would get a really good lawyer and then you would, like, this way of doing it is just so, like...
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird way they
did it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I get what into, like...
Yeah, imagine those few days the parents were calling. They were figuring out how they're going to handle it. That's why they didn't pick up. But the way they've handled it is shit. But yeah, I agree. I probably wouldn't call the police immediately.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but yeah, I'd probably get a good lawyer.
You'd get your lawyer and everything intact and you'd go to the police and say, look, okay, tell them what you told me. All right, cool. Let the lawyer prep him or brief him, whatever, in order, you know, to say whatever. Even if they want to say, like, oh, you know, she fell, she hurt herself, I freaked out, or, you know, I pushed her, or she, whatever. Like, you would come up with something, but completely, like, just not saying anything.
Mm.
This is not a stranger. It's not just like, oh, yeah, I killed a random person. Like, you know this person. This woman lives in your home.
Yeah.
Like, you know her parents.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of behavior is this? Like, and even if they were engaged, whether they called it off or not, there was a point where they were engaged. This was really about to be your daughter.
Yeah. I just find it so weird. Like, when you kill someone in this manner, it's just like...
But what manner, man? We don't even know the manner.
I mean, but whatever. If it's a snapped manner or whatever it is, it happens, yeah. It's just like, in a split second, your whole life changes. Like,
has changed.
If you could go back in that 1 second, it would be so different.
Yeah.
But then that's so fucking crazy.
It's so permanent, yeah.
It's too permanent. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, terrifying. Yeah. But no, rest in peace to Gabby Petito, man. Honestly, like, it's just such a sad, sad case.
It's so sad, like, to become... I wonder if she listens to, like, Crime Junkie and all of that. Like, I listen to Crime Junkie and all of this, and sometimes I do wonder, like, what if one day I become an episode? Mum's a Murder, all of that. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's just so sad. And it's like, fam, like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's proper sad. It's proper sad. She's only 22 years old.
She is only 22.
Like, no matter how old you are, like, it's sad that you get murdered. But, like, sis was literally 22. Like,
she had her whole life.
What we all do, we're just posting on Instagram and trying to travel with her boyfriend, having a good time.
Have a good time. She had a flat stomach, too. Like, she was living her best. Absolute best.
Oh, RIP, Gabby, man.
Cool. So that was...
I mean, I guess the more information we find out, we'll do maybe like an updated episode.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I'm sure they'll do a documentary on this at some point. So when that day happens, when that day comes, we will cover that. But yeah, really sad. I really hope she gets the justice she deserves because, like, What was the reason, man? Like, come on. You just left her. You're just going to left her body to just be there. Like, just leave it. You're just going to leave
it. For 10 days, you were home, eating dinner, sleeping, eating.
And you also had to count the travel time from wherever they were, Wyoming to New York. I don't know how far that is. That's it sounds like it's a long far away.
That's why the parents do not believe that she posted the last few pictures, because for him to have been home by the 25th and then she was posting and texting on the whatever, it doesn't make sense. He definitely...
That's what I'm saying. So then comes the cover-up, right? And it's like, why are you trying to cover it up if you didn't do anything? Guilty as charged, or well, not yet to be charged, but guilty as suspected.
I hope they find him. I'd love to like see that trial play out,
and I hope they don't kill him. I hope that he lives and he has to tell what happened, and then he suffers forever and ever.
Yeah, I'm really trying to... I don't personally, I don't think he's alive, but
Well, then I think they've hidden him.
Cool. So,
all right, guys. That was that. This is so depressing, honestly, so sad. Like, proper, like, I was reading through the case and stuff, and I was just like, this is just enraging. Like, I literally messaged Florence, like, I'm so mad.
Yeah, it is. But it's like, it's even something I feel like I've become desensitized to. Like, not that I don't have feelings towards it. It's just that you hear this so much now. It's like, oh, another man killed a woman. Okay.
So sad, though.
It's sad. It's so sad. It's so sad. But yeah.
Guys, man. Well, at least it was a bonus episode, so you got to hear our voice for half an hour more than you would have done this week.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the next episode we do is going to be the one scheduled, which is the Cleveland Strangler, which is, again, about another man killing a woman. Well, women in this case. So wish us luck on that one.
Cool.
In the meantime, between time, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and that's Two Girls One Doc Podcast on TikTok, and also twogirlsonedoc@gmail.com. We can find you on Instagram and Twitter, Forens with 2 underscores, and on her other podcast, Character Replay, and you can find me at the end of a bottle of Moscato.
All right, guys. Catch us
in the next episode. Right, basically the next episode. Right. Bye.
Bye.